Juliana Sela, welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM in Paliso. How are you doing?
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, it's good to see you. And your business, Joyful Sound Audiology in Salt Rock. Now, that tells me that maybe somebody comes in and they're not too joyful, but when they leave your practice, they're feeling great and joyful. Was that 100%. Is that where the name came from?
100%.
Is it really?
Yes. So the reason why I called my business Joyful Sound Audiology is because I feel that when people disconnect from sound, they tend to become a bit unhappy. And I am passionate about making people rediscover the joy of hearing. So that's why my business is called Joyful Sound Audiology.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, because anything that changes within your body, it's like, hey, what's going on here?
100%.
We need to sort this. Kind of percentage levels of fixing problems like that, where are we at, more or less?
If we had to fix a problem like that?
Yeah, you know, with hearing.
With hearing. Well, we can 100% try our best to get that right. Yeah.
And that would eventually mean hearing aids, I would suppose.
Most of the time.
Okay. Now, you're part of a group called ICANN. So, for the uninitiated, what is ICANN and why was it formed in the first place?
So, ICANN was formed so that the general public can take ownership and responsibility for their hearing journey. So the other day I was sitting with one of my clients and he was telling me, Juliana, why don't we know about all these things, about how important it is to look after our hearing? And I said to him, well, I don't know, because what I do is create awareness and make people aware of how hearing is, why it's important to see an audiologist. So that's one of the reasons why ICANN exists. It stands for independent independent connected audiology network. So it's there so that the general public can have access to a type of a website so that they can see what to do if they think that they struggle with their hearing. So that's the one part of it. It really has a wealth of information and resources that the general public can access so that they can see, is it necessary for me to see an audiologist at the moment? So it's a group of audiologists and acousticians across South Africa who are committed to providing unbiased, person-centered care. Because we are independent, we're not tied to a specific company or influenced by sales or targets or brand incentives. So that means that our recommendations are based purely on what is best for each individual, not what we are told to sell. You know?
All right. Now, yeah. I've been very lucky in my radio career. I've done 45 years now. It's a long time. Wow. It's like a whole person.
Yeah.
And the volume that goes through the headphones that I wear, and when I've been working in nightclubs and whatever, it's been absolutely horrific. You can have a listen to these, you know, after we finish, and you go, what?
Yeah.
No! And fortunately, my hearing is spot on. I went for a test, and it's all good.
That's
Why is that? If I'm hammering my ears with loud music and chat for all those years, am I just lucky?
It's possible. So you might be one of the lucky ones. So when the reason why I'm so passionate about what I do is because I have a family who struggle with their hearing. My grandparents used to struggle with their hearing, and I know that my parents will also most probably start to struggle with their hearing, so I know that I'm more predisposed.
Is it hereditary?
It is hereditary, yes.
Oh, I didn't know
There's
that.
There's a massive genetic component to developing hearing loss, yeah. That's why it's such a good idea to have a look and see what your hearing levels are doing.
Now, you are an audiologist, okay? Please tell us what does an audiologist actually do?
We basically make the world a better place because what we do is we make people happier. Like I mentioned, my business name is Joyful Sound Audiology.
It's beautiful. I love that name. I really do.
So that is the simple answer. We make the world a better place. The more complex answer is that we specialize in hearing and balance related issues that people may struggle with. So our role is to perform hearing tests, fitting hearing aids. That's the one thing that people know a lot about, and managing conditions like tinnitus, creating custom hearing protection for musicians. You deal with a lot of musicians, I'm sure.
Yes, I do. Yeah. That tinnitus thing is terrible as well. It's horrific.
Yes,
it really
is. And we also deal with people who struggle with their auditory processing, and this is an area of audiology that I'm specifically very passionate about. So it's not just about hearing loss, it's about communication, it's about our brain health, it's about our overall quality of life.
All right, so if a nervous person walks into your practice, okay, what can that nervous person expect from a visit to you, to your practice, to your office?
Yeah, so sometimes people say to me, you know what, I think I hate coming to an audiologist as much as I hate going to a dentist. And I just feel so sad when I think about that.
I think I'd rather go to you than a dentist, I'll be honest with you.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So when you come to my office, you can expect us having a talk, like the two of us are having a chat about what I do. So a lot of what we do is just talking about your lifestyle, talking about what you're struggling with, getting a good understanding of what you are struggling with. Because sometimes when we think about going to see a doctor's office, we think, oh, tests and this and that. And yes, we need to do some tests. We need to understand what's going on with your hearing.
Okay.
So after we get a good look at what your problems are, we then start to go into the test.
And it's not painful, the tests that you
not
do.
Not at all.
Not at
it's
all.
Not invasive.
I know that because I've had one done.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now you're passionate about central auditory, is that right? Mm-hmm. Processing disorder.
Yes.
That's a big name.
Yeah.
What is it?
So, central auditory processing disorder is a bit of a buzzword at the moment, but what it basically means is it's the brain that's not hearing. So, when we think about hearing loss, we often think about the ear not working the way that it's supposed to work.
So it's not the ear at all, it's the brain.
It's the brain. So, I like to think of this auditory system as a bit of a highway, and if there's a bit of a pothole or a detour in the highway, that's when auditory processing disorder starts to happen. So sometimes we associate that with kids, and that's because central auditory processing disorder, or CAPD, can be caused by ear infections. But that's not always the case. Adults can also struggle with CAPD.
Mm.
And the reason why it's so close to my heart is because I used to struggle with CAPD. I still do.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm also so passionate about being part of ICANN, a connected audiology network, is because if the audiologist that I went to visit when I was younger belonged to a group like that, I probably wouldn't have struggled as much as I do now in social and even academic setups. So the reason why I struggle with CAPD is because I had recurrent ear infections. And if you think about an ear infection, it's something that disrupts your auditory system just for a short while. So I had my ears checked. She said, no, everything is fine. But if you think about it, the brain needs constant stimulation. And in those important years of development where my system was supposed to get used to what's actually happening and where my brain was supposed to process sound, it didn't. So now when I'm in noise, I really, really battle to hear. And it's not because I have hearing loss. It's because there's a bit of a pothole in the road from my ear to my brain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that what you do now? Is it because of what happened to you as a child? Did you say, you know what, I'd like to be involved and sort this out? Is that the way it worked out for you?
Yeah, no. So I always struggled to hear. I always battled. If you said something, I would always mishear it, especially if it was a noise. So then my teacher actually sent me to an audiologist. But this audiologist didn't specialize in auditory processing disorders.
And how old were you then?
I was about, I'd say, 8 years old.
Okay.
But I flourished academically, so no one thought to look into it a bit further. So the reason why I said if ICANN existed back then, it would have been so much better, is because if that audiologist was connected to another audiologist who did specialize in central auditory processing disorders, then I would have been in a completely different position. But she didn't specialize in that.
Whoops.
So I never knew that I had CAPD.
Wow.
And then when I started my studies, I didn't even know that I had CAPD. I just thought, oh, my family struggles with their hearing. I'm struggling with my hearing. So maybe I should study about hearing.
Do you wear hearing aids?
I do occasionally. When I go to weddings and when I go to very noisy environments, I like to test out different hearing aids to see how it supports me in noise. Because obviously there's different technologies that we can look at. Yeah.
Is it like when you're in a restaurant and you can hear that noise, but you can't understand a word that anybody's saying?
Yes.
I hate that.
I know.
I mean, it's not bad enough for me to leave the restaurant, but it just bugs me. It does.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yes. That's the same thing that I struggle with.
Okay.
And while someone might struggle with that because they have hearing loss, I struggle with that because I have an auditory processing problem.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, listen, finally, and we'll get your details as well where people can get to, but give me something about your profession that you wish everyone knew.
I wish everyone knew about ICANN.
Well, they do now.
Yeah, now they do. But the reason I say that is because I wish that everyone knew what I know about my hearing and about hearing health. I wish I could just transplant all the information that I've built up over the years and just put it in every listener's brain.
Lovely.
Because if they knew that, then they would go and see an audiologist.
Cool.
Because it's not just for the oldies, it's for the young ones as well.
It is too. You're very passionate. I feel your passion, Juliana. I really, really do. And I love that, you know. Okay, finally, if somebody wants to come and see you, how do you go about that? Joyful Sound Audiology is in Salt Rock. Yes. Do you just Google it or go to a website? How does it work to make an appointment?
Yeah, so you're most welcome to have a look at Google. I will pop up. So a lot of people don't know how to get to Eden Health. It's based in Eden Village. It's close to the Tiffany Center. And,
that's in Salt Rock.
Yes, that's in Salt Rock.
That's so, easy enough. Yeah. If you just ask for a pin or something, yes, exactly. It's easy to find, isn't
it? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Listen, it's been lovely talking to you. I don't know if you'd want to finish with any wise words on 88FM.
Wise word from me would be have your ears checked. You might just be surprised at what you'll see.
There you go. What age should you have them checked? Is there a specific age finally or not?
So I would say if you're a healthy individual, have your ears checked at least once every 3 years. And it might seem like a bit of an overkill, but prevention is better than cure.
Gotcha. Been lovely talking to you.
You
okay,
too,
and if I lose my hearing, I'm going to be knocking on your door.
Awesome.
Okay. Lovely
so
to
much.
See you. Thank you so much.